The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
To recite another lesson and teaching for the edification and interest of those who wish to read these lessons about spiritual truth. I am Jesus. I am with you today to speak about these things. Today I wish to speak about life on other planets in the universe, which is vast, seemingly infinite, and all that is within God's creation. We have spoken extensively of what constitutes your world and our world in its many layers and spheres of existence. And these spheres are very diverse, containing many different cultures, perspectives, and expressions of the individuated soul. And this in itself is a universe that is primarily of man's creation, utilizing the laws of God to create and exist within its own reality. And as these layers of existence are more refined and have greater light, then there is a more direct alignment with the laws of God, the understanding of truth, the expression of the soul. That primarily reflects the spirit world. And as we have taught, beyond this is what we call the celestial heavens, yet another world that is so refined and in such alignment with God that it does not bear much of a resemblance to that of the spirit world. It is its own unique existence, but still within the great expression of this earthly existence, this planet from which we have all sprung forth from, and have continued upon our trajectories towards light and truth. And this template or pattern is repeated throughout the universe. For God's laws are intended to be consistent and reflect His great creation, no matter where one may exist within the universe. And so, individuals who possess a soul reflect a similarity in appearance and form when incarnating into what you might call human form. There are, of course, variations and adaptations which are a part of the particular conditions and essence of the planet in which they may exist. And these forms vary in as much as some are of short stature, others very tall. Facial features may reflect. Physical requirements in their existence upon the atmosphere and condition of that planet. And yet within them is a soul, and that soul is a reflection of God. Not in substance, but in its mirroring of God, soul. With the potential to express the attributes of God within it. And as such, the path which must be traveled in order to do so does not vary from that which you yourselves continue to travel and refine your own spiritual self and nature, which brings a greater harmony and alignment with God's creation. Thus, the desires of a soul, wherever it may exist in the universe, has within certain attributes and affinities which reflect the overall design of God's creation for the existence and progress of the soul. Though, as I say, there may be some differences in appearance. They are minor and are not shocking, as some of your science fiction writers may reflect in their imaginations, imaginings of certain species and places within the universe. Yet the universe does teem with life, much life, some of which cannot be readily observed or detected by the material senses, but are indeed present in many places in God's creation. And the evolution of humanity reflects a pattern that is often present in many other places and planets. Though the direction of that evolution, or that progressive expression, refinement of the individual soul, may not be so convoluted and complex and erratic as that of those who exist upon this earth plane of yours. Instead, many of these individuals and cultures have developed swiftly and have chosen an easier way towards light, rather than expressing their free will, which they too possess, in a way that has created much disharmony and difficulty for the progress of God's children in the universe. These great struggles that you are engaged with in your world are not present in many other worlds. And the length of time in which these worlds have existed varies greatly. Some are very new and like tender shoots, they are nurtured by God and are not very far upon their path of development, while others are ancient and have continued to progress, often to the point where their what you call vibrational existence, their physicality, is not detectable by the five senses or material instruments that may indicate their existence. They are far beyond this lower level or vibration that exists in your reality, and thus in order for humanity to perceive their existence, there must be a great leap forward in spiritual senses and perceptions in order to comprehend their existence. Amongst those cultures who reside upon other planets, there is often a great deal of communication between these places. It exists not so far from your Earth that they would seem far beyond any capacity to connect or communicate with these individuals and planets. Many of these planets trade amongst each other, have a free flow of communication, and an in-depth understanding of one another, where they have recognized that they are truly a part of the vast expression of God's children in the universe. And as such, there is a great respect and love that is expressed between them. And as in all of God's children, a deep curiosity of one another. In time, your earth plane will join with others in this great forming of the family of individuated souls living upon the material plane, which you see as the universe of God reflected in the night sky. There are many from my side of life who are working towards forging this connection with others who exist in various places. And as of recent discussion, there are those who have come in material form and transport to observe the earthly plan. For as I've said, and many of you well know, this earth is in great flux and is on the verge of great change. And this brings those peoples who are curious and who wish to assist this earth in a great leap forward towards a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of expression, a greater understanding of the workings of the universe. Though humanity has taken great strides in technological advances and abilities to see beyond the atmosphere of the earth, it is still not mature enough to take those leaps forward, which are destined to be taken when the time is right. And humanity has matured in its thinking and motivations. As I've said often, it is love that will open the doorways, even to this form of communication with what you call extraterrestrials. And all is poised for this communication to take place, for humanity is poised upon the threshold, the doorway to great change. But because of the great fear and misunderstanding within the vast majority of the peoples on Earth, there is a deep reluctance, a fear, to step forward. Those brothers and sisters from planets and even galaxies far beyond this one who have come to assist are often seen or imagined as enemies, those who wish to do harm to humanity. This is a reflection of the inner psyche of humanity, which is built upon fear and a deep reticence to share and to accept that which is not known or understood. Yet all of these beautiful souls who are present within God's great universe are, as you are, creatures of God. children of God. And once humanity comes to see this as a truth, then indeed the great floodgates of connection, of realization, of understanding will open to your world. Indeed, it is fear that continues to proliferate in your world. And the baser desires of humanity are reflected in almost all that is within the endeavors and industry of the human world. And yet, many truths have been discovered and to some degree are known upon your world. But they are not acted upon unilaterally. Much is hidden away or ignored, often because a particular truth is not well understood. And because of those who are in charge of the economic aspects of your world are often reluctant to change the ways in which commerce is expressed and to shift the focus upon other less invasive technologies and ways in which greater harmony can ensue. And so the motivations of the material world in which you live are rife with fear, greed, misunderstanding, error, and a lack of love. Yet, within your world are great opportunities to turn the tides of these dark conditions and seek greater harmony and opportunity for the betterment of humanity. This dark and light condition which exists upon your world is a rather unique characteristic which is not common in other worlds. Thus many come to observe and to analyze why a planet with such rich abundance and beauty is so easily desecrated and unloved by the creatures that of humanity which exist upon it. And yet, as with all of the other brothers and sisters in existence in the universe, humanity has been endowed with great intellectual capacities, perception, and wisdom, and love. But these things are not predominant within your world. This baffles those who admittedly are quite advanced and spiritually attuned. For it is a conundrum to see such potential and abilities wasted upon a great focus of acquiring material possessions and reinforcing those aspects of life that bring independence and a sense of individuality that is not necessarily an expression of love and generosity and assistance to one's brothers and sisters. So those who observe our world, many of which we in the celestial kingdom have made efforts to communicate with and to collaborate with, to ensure the betterment of your world, are poised to step forward and make themselves known to humanity. Unfortunately, the conditions at this time are not favorable for such an effort. Yet as the world continues to change, as God continues to pour his love, transformative blessings upon your world, there will come a time soon when these efforts will be realized and the assistance from your brothers and sisters from other places will come forward. This will be a time of great change, upheaval, such great waves of shifting understanding, perceptions of life, that there will be for many the dissolution of their old paradigms and perceptions of life. They will not feel as if they are walking on solid ground, will be greatly confused and distressed. But with this great shift of perception and experience in life, there come many opportunities for the higher forces and that which is in alignment with God to bring about interventions, to teach, to awaken those who have been sleeping, that a dark night of human existence that will now come to light will be swept away, and the possibilities of light and truth, of wakefulness and of love, will take its place as humanity awakens. So much is waiting and is poised to happen in very short order. And thus we make great efforts at this time to communicate, to be with you, to pray with you, to influence and educate you, so that there will be those prepared for the great changes that are coming. Understanding that you are not alone in the universe will be one of many great revelations that will come in these times of awakening. The greatest of which will be the possibility for every soul to come to know itself, and to know its true destiny, its true purpose in life. With this understanding, truly a part of the consciousness of humanity, there will be great strides in many ways, along many avenues of human endeavor. And in this, many things will change as perspectives and priorities are shifted towards light, love, equanimity amongst humanity, and great respect for all. The great disparity that now exists in your world will be removed. And the many who are shackled to their fears and error and pain will find these chains dissolved by love, by the revelations that will come, by the dynamic forces that will be predominant within your world. There will be no possibility of hiding away from these things, as it will become plainly evident and the awakening of humanity, will not and cannot be resisted, though many will try. Many will look in disbelief. Many will be fervent with their efforts to disconnect from this new reality. The only way in which this may be done successfully will be if that individual soul leaves their body, transitions into a plane that is more in harmony with their thinking and being. And there will be those who will transition because they cannot live in a plane that is of such light and harmony. They cannot accept the changes that are coming, and they will not see beyond their willfulness and desire for the old comforts, the old perceptions and understanding of the world. It indeed will be a time of great choice. And indeed, these choices will be extreme in nature. And many will feel weak and unwilling to step forward. For they are the ones who are governed by fear and are not willing to release that fear. But those who are attuned to their own souls, whether that be in an instant or has been cultivated over many years, will come to understand through that wisdom of the soul that this is what is meant to be and is ordained by God. And these dear souls will readily step forward and come to adopt their new perceptions, understanding of what is truly meant to be life on this earth. A sort of life that is reflected on many other planets in your universe. This rising up from darkness is the next necessary step in the evolution of your world. And it is coming soon. In many ways, it is upon us now. And indeed, there will be material manifestations, expressions upon your world that will indicate the great shift that is manifesting, will continue to manifest in the coming years. And these manifestations will grow in intensity. And along with this will come deep inspiration to many souls upon your world. There will come revelations of understanding, of knowing, that will comfort the hearts of those who are receptive, and help them to move forward within this great momentum of change. And so God's plan will be manifest. And all will come into alignment with this plan. Many, many souls will be saved from darkness. Many souls will come to realize their own true and wonderful souls in all its glory and beauty. Will come to see that they are truly loved. Will come to know what life is truly meant to be. And will come to express all the lovely, wondrous potentials of their soul in this world. And because the world will be changed, it will uplift and reinforce and bring a great multiplication of energies and blessings of light, so that humanity will be nurtured in an ever-accelerating journey forward into light. God's great mercy for this planet is manifesting and is orchestrating the tremendous healing that must come, is empowering the great forces that will bring change and shifts of consciousness and shifts of expressions, even in the material ways, to this planet. In this way, many things will change. Many aspects and even geographical expressions upon this world at present will change as well. Your climate will be different. The ways in which you will live, the patterns of life, will reflect these changes and the upliftment in understanding and knowledge of humanity. Will demand great change in how you live together and how you live with the natural world. Those concerns for an ever-degrading climate and natural world, which your scientists see in plain evidence, will be allayed by this healing force that will change the environment and make it more conducive for life. Humanity will no longer be able to take life for granted, nor will the rudimentary perceptions of the material world be sustained for each soul who has come to accept these changes and be in alignment with them, will see the world very differently indeed, and will not be able to utilize the world's resources in a way that they are objectified and unseen as vital forces that are of God's creation. Yes, much will change, beloved souls. In that change and in the great adjustment that must come with change, these other brothers and sisters who reside upon different planets will come to assist you and bring to you great knowledge, which will help to bring an easier transition and awaken a more harmonious way in which humanity may live together and share with one another all that is required in life to help sustain life, to help bring an ease of life to this material world. Yes, much is coming, my beloved souls. I say these things so that you may have hope, not fear, that you may see with the eyes of your soul that what is coming is a great blessing from God, and that in these blessings, many wondrous things will take place within your life, and beautiful awakenings that will help you to see more clearly life's true meaning and life's true gifts. That God has brought to you many things, and God's great creations are wondrous to behold. Such a great treasure trove that may be explored and known to the individual soul. Know that you are loved by God, that God continues to nurture your world and everything upon it. And God has a great plan for greater life on this world, so that truly it will be in alignment with all other worlds, in light, in truth, in vitality, in love. This is coming, beloved souls. And I continue to speak of these things so to prepare you for your life ahead. The life that is coming upon your material plane, and the life that will inevitably come to each one of you upon the spirit planes, that you may step into light always and be in harmony with God's laws, that your souls may awaken in His love, that all may unfold in such grace and peace and joy, that whatever may come, whether that be in the material or the spirit world, will be welcomed and understood and known from those deep recesses of your soul, that the faculties of your soul may awaken in order to bring to you that deep consciousness that knows of God and knows of God's great love for all creation. These things come to you day by day will continue to open and expand and be a part of daily life. May God bless you upon that journey. And may you come to know the expansiveness of God's intentions and love for each of you as they manifest in this world and all worlds. God bless you. I am your brother and friend, Jesus. And I love you all dearly. We'll be by your side always. And protection comes to those who are open to God and all that God is. God bless you, beloved souls. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.